Okay, we're in business. Okay, good to watch everybody. Most of this morning's Sedra Parshas Chayesara dealt with the arrangements for the marriage of Yitzchak to Rivka. A lot of discussion about what role the Eved identified by Chazal as Eliezer, though not named in the Sedra. What exactly was his role? Was he a shliach for Kiddushin, for Nisuin, for both, for neither? There's a lot of literature about that, which is not what I want to talk about now. But towards the end of the section, when finally they agree, and Rivka is going to go back with this Eved Avram to meet Yitzchak, so the Pasuk says in the first source, Bereishis Perakot Dal, Pasuk Samach, Vayivarchu es Rivka, they gave Rivka a bracha, Vayomu l'achosenu at hayil alfei revova, v'yirar zarech es shar sonov. They gave her a nice bracha, as she should be, again, have many, many children, and her descendants should defeat their enemies, and so on. So there is a brisa, there's a collection of mesechtas called mesechtas ktanos. They're not part of the regular shas. That's printed in most volumes of the full shas after Seder Nezikin. That Pirkei Avos there and Avos Tibnosim. And then the so-called mesechtas ktanos. They're brisas. Means that that's what the word brisa actually means. The word brisa from the Aramaic Beis Reishut or Beis Reishal means that which is outside, Livra, that which is outside. It's outside the regular canon. It's outside the regular collection of Mishnayos and so on. It's not even organized like the Tosefta, but you have this Mesechtas Ktanos called Mesech. One of them is called Maseches Kala, and then there's an expansion of that called Kala Rabasi. So if we look in Maseches Kala, in Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Brisa says, Kala below Brocha, Asur Labala Kanida. A Kala, that there haven't been the proper Brochas recited, so it's Asur to her husband, Asur to her husband like Kanida. How do we know that there is this concept of birchas chasanim from the Torah? So lo and behold, the Brisa Maseches Kala quotes our pasuk here in Parshas Chayesara, Shenemar, Vayivorches Rivka, Vermelach, Hasinu Atilov, Alfei Revov, Yerazareches Sharasonov. In other words, this pasuk, according to the Remez, this pasuk is a hint to the notion that there have to be brochas recited in conjunction with a Kala getting married. As I mentioned before, in Kala Rabasi is an expanded version of this. In Kala Rabasi it says, again, same Perak Aleph Aleph Aleph, it says, Kala B'la Brocha, Sula B'la Kenida, and so on and so forth. And Omar Rava Be'ezu Brocha Omar, where they're talking about Bircha Shiva. Well, the Brisa calls Bircha Shiva, we more commonly call the other way around, Sheva Brochas, right? The Sheva Brochas, the seven Brochas that are recited, the Birchas Chasanim or Birchas Nisuin. I'm not talking about the Sheva Brochas by benching, though it's the same thing, the same Brochas, but I'm talking about the Sheva Brochas at the time of the Nisuin ceremony, the marriage ceremony. So, and there's a distinction here drawn between this Brocha, the Sheva Brochas, and the Birchas Erusin. And the Masech the Kala Rabasi goes on, Ezo Birchas Erusin, what exactly is the Birchas Erusin? So I'm of Yehuda, the text of the Brocha, which is more or less our Brocha that we say to this day. Baruch Asher, Kinshom, Sosov, Tzivono, Alarayos, Ve'oslanos, Harusos, Ve'hitilanos, Anasuos. We say asanasuos lono, fine, ayde chuba v'kiddushin, bruch adasana karish suyo, ayde chuba v'kiddushin. So that's the brachas erisin that we know about, yeah?
The bracha in this morning's pasha is months ahead, and it's different.
I understand, well, that yeah, unless you should say that Eliezer served as a shliach l'kiddushin, again, I'm not going to that now. Okay, that someone would say, yeah, okay, it's a remez, okay, but then the second kala is a remez. Anyway.
Usually it's Tanaitic material, this is Aramaic,
That's true, because it's a rava talking, yeah, yeah. Well, then, yeah, that's true. Okay, but anyway, what's that? Some of the small mesechtas could have gonic material as well. Anyway, be that as it may, it's an early mokor, and it spells out the bracha, and then it also spells out the sheva bracha. Sheva bracha sechem varchem amr levi bar piagofen shakol baruch vodo yotzer haadam asher yotzer sos tosi samech tesama and brachas from asher bara. So those are the same sheva brachas that we have. There is another mokor that the Gemara Ksubas quotes, a pasuk in Megillas Rus, when the marriage takes place between Rus and really more the Yibum takes place between Rus and the Machlon. So it says there in the beginning of Parak Dal of Rus in the fourth source, it says Boaz Allah Hashar by Yeshiv Shamrait Boaz gathered people by the gate, etc. The city and pasuk says Vayikach Asora Anoshim Zikne Varmelo Shulpa Vayeshev. We assembled 10 people. That's one pasuk, which the Gemara will quote. We'll see in a second. Another pasuk in Tehillim, Perak Samaches, pasuk of Zayin, B'makelos Barucho Elokim Hashem in Kori Yisrael. So the Gemara and Ksubas on the Zayin and Beis in Source 6, Gufo Omer of Nachman, Omer Lihuna Bar Nosan Tana, Minayin Lebrichas Chasanim Basara. How do you know you need 10 people? You need a minion for the Sheva Barucho, the Brichas Chasanim. Shenemar, he quotes this pasuk from Megillas Ruas, Vayikach Asor Anoshim, it took 10 people. Rabbi Avo brings a different pasuk. Rabbi Avo says, Mehocha, B'makelos Barucho Elokim Hashem. Shemim Korizo. Makelos means an assembly, a call, minimum of which is a minion. Rashi explains what that, who says that's got to do with marriage. And the Pasuk by Rus had to do with marriage, but what's this Pasuk and Tilan have to do? So Rashi explains there in Ksuba Zayin Rebbe, Zil Maskel Makelos, Rashi says, Al Birchas Makor. Right, that's to do with the makor, the source of having children and so on. So, therefore, you need a kohol of 10. Fine. Tosus there in Ksuba is Zion and Beis. Yeah.
The concept of what you said before, my English no tov l'sur l'vala, kalav l'rav l'sur l'vala, seems to be a doraisa issue. The concept of ain London within the Torah, besides.
Yeah, okay, you're right. You're right. So we'll have to talk. Right, we'll have to talk about that another time. I mean, again, it's a remez. It's a remez.
Yeah,
it's a good kasha, but at least it's a source. That's all I need for right now. Now, the Tosfos in Ksubas asks a kasha here in the Gemara in Ksubas. It seems to say minayim b'chas chasana masar the pasim gilas rus. But Tosfos points out the Maseches Kala, right? What we just saw, okay, back in source 2 and source 3. Tosfos there in Ksuba Zayin Beis points out, Divin Masach Shenema, Veikach Boaz, Asor Anoshim, the Maseches Kala, the Maisi Kro, Divin Rachas Rivka, right? So he can remember the Hosim Birchas Erisin, Rahacha Birchas Nisuin. That source was one of the Birchas Erisin, this Potom Birchas Nisuin, okay, and so on. So, and he says at the end, Venire, the Asmachta, the Almahi, the whole thing is an Asmachta anyway, because Lo Mishtam, the Hosim, the Irid, Pashte, the Kro, Birchas Erisin. This is obviously not the pashtus in the pasuk. I mean, it's an asmacht, it's a remnant. Okay. Lemaisa, Lemaisa, but I would write many things here like that to come from force. Lemaisa, we do know, however, that there is a series of brachas that's recited at the time of the Erisin and the Nisuin, which our practice is we do together the same night, right, or the same afternoon, whenever the wedding is. We don't really have much of a separation between the Erisin and the Nisuin. It's one long ceremony, so to speak, which we, at Ashkenazim at least, we have the practice to read the ksuba in the middle just to make a little bit of a break, or sometimes. And, or sometimes somebody gives a drasha, the rabbi, the grandfather, somebody speaks, or whatever. But the Rambam spells out, Per Gimel Hilchos Isha Zalacha Chav Gimel, Kol Mekadesh Isha, but I know it's Mekadesh and Isha, makes a bracha. Notice the Rambam says the Chosin makes the bracha. It's not our practice for a different reason, okay? But the Rambam says the Chosin makes the bracha. And what is the bracha? He says, okay, and then Palacha Chavdal, Ketzem Mevarach, Baruch Atah Hashem Alkem Echolam, Asher Kiddushan Vesov, Evdilan Min Arayos. Again, slightly different, more or less, the text that we have, right? So that's the Rambam, the end of Perek Gimel of Ilchus Ishus. That's what we call the Birchus Erusin, on the first stage of the marriage, the betrothal stage, at which time the woman is not permitted to any other man, but still not permitted to her husband. That's stage one of the marriage. So you have brachas there. And in source number 10, the Rambam a little bit later in Perek Yud of Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Gimel says, V'tzarach L'varach Birchas Chasanam. We have another collection of brachas called the Birchas Chasanam, Ve'elu Hain. And he spells them out again, the brachas, which we more or less know. Baruch Atah Hashem Olam Shakol Bar Lachvodo. Baruch Atah Hashem Olam Yotzer Adam. Baruch Atah Etc. Asher Yotzer Hashem B'tzalmo B'tzalam Duz Tav Nisav Iskin Lam Ben Binyan Ayad. Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Adam. So is Tosis V'Sogel. Again, the whole Rambam spells out the brachas pretty much almost identical the way we have those brachas nowadays. So is Tosis V'Sogel Akar B'Kibbutz Van Alzerch V'Simcha. Baruch Atah Hashem Tzemech Tzim. Right, from the Gemara, so it's correct. Samech Tzamech V'Yim Ahovim. Samech Yitzir Ganam Yikedem. And the last Baruch Asher Boros Sosim V'Simcha, etc. More or less, again, slight variations here and there. The Rambam mentioned Halacha Dalet, we do it over a cup of wine, so we have Bar Per Goffin at the beginning, and he mentioned Halacha Hei Nid Minyan, and these same dinim appear in the Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, in Hilchus, in Simon Lamed Dalet, just talking about the Kiddushin, the Eris in the first stage, Kolam Akadish Ishan Sif Aleph, you say the Asher Kiddushan Vesvan Al Arayas, and so on, that Brocha. And again, in Sif Beis, he writes that we do it ala kos, you require a minion, he says in Sif Dalet. And Vaiter, later in Ebena, as in Simon Samach Beis, Tzarech Levarach Birchas Chasanim, and there are six brachas, and with Yayin you make a seventh bracha, and there are the seven brachas, etc. So, we obviously know, based on, again, one of the, at least, Asmachta sources, this concept of all these brachas, is the pasuk in this morning's laning. Conspicuously missing from this collection of brachas is a bracha that I think none of us would have been surprised to find, and that's the bracha of Shechiyano. How come there's no Shechiyano? Okay, that's included according to our practice, this general practice, or some, someone else told me also in Eretz Yisrael, it's become somewhat more popular. They put the talis on for the first time, but they make a Shechiyano, but certainly as part of the technical procedure, notice that neither the Rambam nor the Shulchan Aruch brought up Shechiyano in the context of any of these brachas that are recited either over the Kiddushin or over the Nisuin. And the question is, why not? Shouldn't there be a bracha of Shechiyano? So first, let's try to understand, well, why should there be a Shechiyano? We don't say Shechiyano on every mitzvah. Again, I don't think any one of us would have been surprised to find the Shechiyano. But let's try to understand a little bit about Shachianu to understand the question, which we'll see is a puzzling question a little bit.
I heard that you don't think you can do anything with the Mechaber.
That's one answer. That's for sure. We'll get to it. One third. But anyway, it's an interesting question. I'll call upon him. So let's give us an excuse a little bit to talk about Shachianu. So when do you say Shachianu? What are the rules usually? When do we say Shachianu? When do we not? There is a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav and Aleph, Source 13. The Gemara says, "Osa Sukkah Atzma Omar Baruch Shachianu VeKimanu VeChulei." We don't accept that practice, but the Gemara mentions when you build your sukkah, you say Shachianu. We don't do that. We say that the Shachianu, you're going to say it Kiddush, the first night of sukkah is counts for the building also. But anyway, on that Gemara, Tosus says the following: Tosus Sukkah Mem Vav and Aleph. Tosus is bothered by our problem. Tzorach lefarish tam, maishna the yesh mitzvah shetiknu lebarach shachanu veyesh mitzvah tiknu. Tosus wonders, what's the rule here? Why is some mitzvahs we say shachanu, sometimes we don't say shachanu, right? Basia sukkah velulav, you do, like we have in this Gemara. On the other hand, when you make tzitzit, you make tefillin, you don't make a shachanu. So what's the rule? And he says, a few lines there, yesh adakdek. Okay? Sometimes, for example, by pidyon ben, we do make a shachanu. But on Bris Mila, at least the Ashkenazim, Tosus from the Chachmei Ashkenaz, we don't make a Shechanu at Bris Mila, we do make it at Pidyon HaBen. Those who, the Sfaradim do make a Shechanu on a Bris Mila, and the Minhag in Yerushalayim, based on the Vilna Gaon, a lot of the Minhagim in Eretz Yisrael, the Minhag in Yerushalayim is from the Gaon, so they do make a Shechanu on a Bris Mila also. I remember once I was at a Bris here in Bnei Yeshurun, and it wasn't Sfaradim, it was Ashkenazim, but they had the Moel, whoever it was, somebody said a Shechanu. I was just standing. I guess I said to somebody next to me. I said, "Oh, I'm surprised they said a Shachianu." So the person turned around. He said, "I don't know the person. I guess another guest." He said, "What do you mean? It's Minhag Yerushalayim." So I said, "But we're not in Yerushalayim. We're in Teaneck right now." You know, and so okay, greater Yerushalayim. Anyway, you know, I was aware that it was Minhag Yerushalayim, but you know, so a connector down the road eventually. Anyway, so that's what told you. Yeah, Pidyon HaBen, not by Bris Mila. Or he says by Mikra Megillah we do say Shechanu. By Hallel we don't say Shechanu. So what are the rules here? So Tosa says Venira. He gives one rule, which is obviously going to be a lot of problems. Not going to solve all the problems. What he says in the last line there, it's not the last line. Tosa, the last line I presented here. He says Venira the mitzvah sheishal simcha tiknu shechianu. Okay, at least one important qualification or requirement to say shechianu is simcha. Okay, that's one important thing. The Baal HaMor echoes that, actually. The famous Baal HaMor at the very end of Psachim. Tav Chav Chesam Aleph in the page of the Rif in Psachim. The Baal HaMor wonders why it is that on the second night of Pesach, when we start Sfiras HaOmer, why don't we say Shechianu the first night of the Sfira? Right, we're going to count now for the next 49 nights, right? So the first night of Sfira, which is the second night of Pesach, we should say Shechianu. So the Baal HaMor raises that kash on the last Baal HaMor in Psachim. Chav Chesam Aleph in the page of the Rif. Of the Sfiras HaOmer, Yesh Shon Matam Einar Omer Bozman. Zman is the rabbinic nickname for the Baruch of Shechianu. Whenever it says Zman, because it's Shechianu, we came on Yonah, Zman HaZeh. So that's the Chazal's nickname. So the Baal HaMor is, how come on the Sfiras HaOmer, we don't, the first night, we should say Shechianu. Next, in a few weeks, what is it? I guess 4 weeks from tonight is Hanukkah. So the first night we're going to say Shechianu, the rest of the week we don't. So the first night of Sfira, we should say Shechianu. So he says, the Baal HaMor says, oh, Shalom Otzina Bricha Zman al Bedover Sheish Bo Shum Hano. Hey, he mentioned another part of the equation. It has to have some kind of a benefit or pleasure. Kagon, the tilas lulav, shubala simcha. Take the lulav, there's a certain simcha, okay, that simcha you have some kind of hano. Tkiyas shofar, lezichon be Yisrael avim shavashamayim. Tkiyas shofar, you know, recalls us for positive in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Rosh Hashanah and so on. Or Mikra Megillah, the chas rachman alam parkinon. Mikra Megillah, we celebrate the fact that the Jewish nation was saved in the time of Purim. These are Pidyon HaBen, Shemvarach HaVyaben, Sheren Levishiyotza, Benomi Sofek Nefel. Right, the child has lived for 30 days. Now it's considered a bar kayama, you know, it's a full-fledged human being and so on. Because it's a different child. There's no mitzvah. But it's all the... some kind of a spiritual hano, I guess. But he says, "Ulasiris haomer ein bo zeich l'shum hano el agmas nafshena l'churban beis mavayenu." He says, "But Siris haomer, it's a sad mitzvah in a way because even the title reminds us of the carbon haomer, which we're not able to bring today, right? Siris haomer begins miyom haviyachem es omer atnufo when you bring the carbon haomer. So by saying Siris haomer today, we're sort of mournful about the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash, not really able to do what's supposed to kick off the Siris haomer, namely the havasa carbon haomer." So that's a little bit, as a matter of fact. Tosas says elsewhere, that's why we have a tefillah. Most of us have that minig. That right after he counts serious omen, you say, Yaharacham on it. He wrote in Shebonav, you know, Harachman Yachzilano, Asavodos Beis Hamikdosh, Lemkom of Meher Vemeno. That's a beautiful tefillah. Why don't you say that after you put on tefillah? Why don't you say it any time? What's it got to do? Yes, something similar, but we don't say it by all other mitzvahs. Why don't we say you have to light Chanukah? You have to... The answer is because serious omer, we mourn, or we it's the absence of the mikdash is striking. That's how the Baal HaMor says. But again, the Baal HaMor brings us Hana.
When they did have a Beis HaMikdash.
It could be they did say it. Could be they did. I don't know. We don't know. But anyway, the Avudram also says similar. The Avudram is Amud Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin in the page. The Avudram Birchas Hamitzvah Shetem Hatam Anochen Beinai Humasha Kosu B'Chuvas Hagonim Sheein Varchem Shemal Adavar Sheish Po Simcha VeHanoah LeGuf. He mentions Hanoah as some kind of a physical Hanoah. Okay, and he quotes the Tosfos and Brachos like that, talk about Trumas and Maisus and different things. Of course, about Mikra Megillah and their Chanukah. And we're not going to read the whole thing inside to save a little bit of time. He said, but the Lulav Simcha, because it smells good. That's what he said. You take out the Lulav Esrog, you know, many people, they pick it up, they like to smell a little bit. They're going to go, huh? You're not allowed to do that. Right. But the Esrog you can smell. And Tkiyah Shofar, we have Simcha because Yale Zichronen Lufan Vatova and Pidjan Aben. And however, B'dikas Chometz, we don't say Shechana B'dikas Chometz, right? The night before we say Abroch Albir Chometz, we don't say Shechana there because, I don't know, many people are afraid, not happy that they throw out, right? They throw out all this Chometz. They don't know, huh? Right, no more pizza. No, you have to throw, purging the house. He says, of Mitztar who be'ibur Chimtso, Anishol, obviously, you have to burn all your Chometz. Sirius Omar also is not so much Simcha. Anyway, this is the Savudram also mentions this, and then he mentions something else. Okay, he mentions a chiluk, which is important to come in later because he says about Halil. How come we don't say on Halil? He said Halil. So Halil on Yontif, that's included in the Shechion of Yontif at the beginning of Yontif. We say Shechionu, and Halil is included in that. But he says the Halil of Rosh Chodesh. He said, well, it's not every 30 days. We'll come back to that point. It's only, you know, because only 29 days since he last said Halil, at least since, so therefore, he says you don't say it. Hold that thought. The Maram Shik, who's a Talmud of Chasam Sofer, and his Tshuvas, Arachaim Simon Tzadi, source number 17, and Maram Shik says, he was talking about something different. He was talking about Birchas HaChama, actually. And if there's ever a mitzvah, you think maybe you should say Shechion, it only comes up once every 28 years. You know, not too common, right? Someone asked the Maram Shik about that question. Why don't we say it by Birchas HaChama? So he says, you know, Rabim HaKolam HaShen Amar Birchas HaShon, many rules about Birchas HaShon. He quotes the Baal HaMor, he quotes the Avudan we just saw, okay? And he says it's only by Hanos HaGuf, and he says, Nira Lahaz, what does that mean? Dina al chayosenu anavarchem v'choyam machzir neshamos. On the fact that we're alive, we say a brach every single morning that we're alive and well, Baruch Hashem. Besides modanim, we say, you know, lokai neshamos shonasata bitari, etc. Hamachzir neshamos. Avu nola dover shemachshiv chayosenu. But if something happens that enhances our life, makes life even better. Omosif tanug l'chayosenu ki'ilu bo chiyus chadosh. It's like you have a new chiyus. It's true. I said in the morning, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm happy, I'm alive and breathing and able to function. But something happens during the day that gives you more life, more excitement. Then we say shechanu. But omnam dover hamotzui. If it's very common, it happens all the time. So it doesn't really, it's not that exciting. It doesn't give you so much. Eino garim tanug v'chashivus. Ulezos imukam kein dover she'eno motzi obol izman lazman. Okay, when it comes to a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that comes mizman lezman. Then we make the brach of Shechiyonu. So he says. However, here this the Birchas HaChama, it's a nice mitzvah and all, but nothing happened. I mean, there's nothing noticeable in this. I mean, we know intellectually we know what happened that caused the Birchas HaChama and so on. It's just this position of the sun in the same place after 28 years, the time of my separation. But there's nothing noticeable in the sky. Oh, now I feel good. The sun, the same sunrise as you had the day before, and I have the next day. There's nothing noticeable about it. Anyway, that's what the Maram Shik wants to say. The Tosas and that same Tosas in Sukkah, Mem Vavad Aleph, makes a point at the very end. I said I didn't quote the whole Tosas. The very last line of that Tosas says, "Udarminim baroh demorach al kelim chadosh." What about the fact? One second. Forget about mitzvahs. What about the fact that you make a brach when you buy new items? It's a question, but you buy a new suit, you buy a new car, you say a shechiyanu, okay? So Kosser of Shur going to lo samchinala. He doesn't think that's right. He says the maskina of perak over arbin the beinan midi the osim lizman lizman. Rav Shur going said that the key factor is it's a mitzvah that comes up from time to time. There's a fixed time that arrives. The Tosis ends the kosher pidyon aben. The problem with that is with Pidyon HaBen. But that's a Tosus and Sukkah. He's referring to, huh? Yeah,
the good news that you won the lottery, that's not a Gemara.
So Shira Gon says we don't paskin that way. It's a Gemara.
We said we don't. Two different kinds.
Okay, but he said we don't paskin like that. So the Gemara is in 19, it's a Mishnah. More than Gemara. It's a Mishnah, Brachas, Nun Dar Olav. Bona Bayis Chodosh. There I printed in 19. Bona Bayis Chodosh. Rekana Kenu Chodoshim. Omer Baruch Shechon Mikuel Ozman Azeb. Okay? All right, but he, I guess, if you're going to help, we don't pass like the Mishnah. It's a Deshita Techuya, he would say. Okay, then the Gemara that...
What's his reason?
He says because it's got to be something that osim nizman lizman. There's a fixed time that it arrives.
Fixed.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he says. Okay, now, where does he get that from? So it's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin wonders, Mahul in the source 20, Amar Rabba, ki havina bei rabhuna, ibayalon, Mahul omar zman b'roshem v'mekipurim. Do we say Shechena on Rosh Hashanah Kippur? Because on one hand, the Sholosh Regalim, I understand, it's Simcha, but Rosh Hashanah Kippur, they're not Seir days, but they're solemn days. They may or may not have certain dinim of Simcha. That's a sugya by itself. Rosh Hashanah Kippur, the Gemara wonders, should you say Shechena on Rosh Hashanah Kippur? Okay? He says, on the one hand, it's Man Vizman, right? It comes at a fixed time, but Odilma came with the Iku Regalim. They're not called Regalim. Law meaning. So he didn't know, and he said, and the other rabbi said, what do you mean? We even make it Akara Chadato. Rashi says, or a new squash, new fruit. And they say it's a Vada Rosh Hashanah Kippur. You know, but that's only, that's something which is optional. You enjoy it, you want to buy. But we're talking about when it's a Mechuyev. Anyway, the Gemara concludes at the end of 20, V'hilchusa Omer Zman Rosh Hashanah Kippur. V'halachas, we do say Shechan Rosh Hashanah Kippur. And then also, V'hilchusa Zman Omer Afila B'shuk. You don't have to say it as part of Kiddush. I put that in because that's relevant to Yom Kippur. There is no Kiddush. That's why our minig is, we say it together. And sure, right after Kol Nidre, everyone says Shechan together. There's no Kiddush to say it on. Right, but anyway, but that's that Gemara. So that's what the Maram Shik was referring to. But anyway, I'm sorry, the Rav Shira Gon was referring to. The Ran, in his commentary on the Rif there in Sukkah, Chof Bezim and Bezim, the page of the Rif, quotes the Tosus and fundamentally agrees with Tosus, but he says the Kasha against Rav Shira Gon from Pidyon HaBen, which is, we do say Shechon, it's not Mizman Lazman. He said it's not a Kasha because while it's not Mizman Lazman, maybe see, this is what you were thinking, it is governed by time. There's a certain fixed time that happened, namely when the baby's 30 days old. That's how they, so it's a little bit of a machlokas, the Ran and Tosus. Tosus says it has to be at a fixed time, Mizman Lazman, some type of a cycle, and that's why Tosus finds Pidyon HaBen to be somewhat of a problem, okay, an anomaly. And the Ran says, no, the Ran says it's a little few lines on the bottom, even though Afal Gav the Lav Mizman, four lines on the bottom, Afal Gav the Lav Mizman Lan Kasi, Lav Mizman Lazman Kasi, Afilo Hachi Kevin she mitzvah tluya bizman lamed yom sotinak shiotz mikal neifa v'nichnas l'kal kayoma v'chiyos shaper shaykh l'vukhe b'y shechiyanu. Okay, but he says tefillin and mila and so on and so forth are not tali in zman. What do you mean? Mila is tali in zman. Mila is also 8 days. So that's a bit of a problem with this Ran. So there's a long piece, on the, not so long, but I'm not going to read inside. Long enough not to read. But you can take a look. The Aruch Laner, that's of Yankov Ettlinger, who was the great German Rav, gave smicha to Hashem Shofar Hirsch. So he is a sefer on Masechta Sukkah and other mesechtas called Aruch Laner. So his Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Mem Aleph, he tries to talk about Pidyon HaBen. He says the Ran, he quotes the Tosas. Because that's a Dira Maska on that Tosas. Also Sukkah Latzmo Mem Vav Mem Aleph, the Aruch Laner in Sukkah 23. He says Hiksham and Pidyon HaBen. Ayin Beran, he said the Ran should nidchak. He said the Ran's teretz, a kvetchi teretz. Okay, Pidyon HaBen, it's governed by time. He doesn't like it. Anyway, he goes through a whole thing. There's a difference between, quotes from Ashar HaMelech, there's a difference between 30 days and 7 days. Okay, the answer is Bris Mila, there's nothing that happened. Those 7 days, on 30 days, it was sometimes with Choshesh, it's a Zman Rav, or Choshesh Lemisa, and if when you survive, we're excited. But 7 days, we're not Choshesh Lemisa. I'm not sure I fully understand why and where do you draw the line between the other way around.
7 days or 8 days is more of a minimum, but
right.
It depends on the baby's health.
That's also true.
Days isn't
right, so they should. I hear. Yeah, anyway, I don't fully understand. He said, but we do find, his point is, we do find 30 days as being a halachic zman, nazir stein, because stam naziris is 30 days, or zman bezdin is 30 days, but the machzah shekel is 30 days before, or when you go away for Pesach, for 30 days before, because stam neder is 30 days, and so saying, if a person, you have to do b'dichas chometz, if you go away within 30 days before Pesach, not with the bracha, but, anyway, 30 days is zman of okay, that's what he says. Now, there is another version of this of Rav Shira Gon issue in Tosa Menachas Mem Beis Mem Beis 24 of Ilu, the Rasul of Ilu. So he says he quotes this Rav Shira Gon, who says the kind of a different girsa. Okay, because there it says that you should say Shechianu, okay, just like you say Shechianu on new fruits, Kein Kasav Shurigon, which is the opposite. Before we said Shurigon doesn't hold that way. So I'm not sure now, as it was to your point, you know, maybe it does pass like that Mishnah. So it seems to be two different girsas in Tosas.
How can anyone other than Gemara say we don't pass like this Mishnah?
Well, the Gemara may not have said we don't pass. I don't know. But anyway, so the Marshah there, Menachos talks about, tries to straighten out the girsas. What does the Rambam have to say about all of this? So the Rambam is briefer in Hilchos Brachos, 26 Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes. He has the following rules. The Rambam tries, you know, Kedarko, to codify everything, you know, summarize everything. So he says, Kol mitzvah shimizman lezman kegon shofar v'sukka v'lulav v'mikra migum v'ner chanukah. Number one. Two, v'chein kol mitzvah shehu kinyan lo, or you acquire something, kegon tzitzis u'tfilin u'mezuzu u'makeh. And three, v'chein mitzvah she'ena tadira, it's not common. But v'ena mitzvah b'chol eis, it's not around all the time. Shari dome le mitzvah shimizman lezman, that's similar to zman lezman. Kegon, he says milas beno, not like Tosus, the Sfaradim, right? He's kegon milu pidyon aben, mevorech alev v'shas hasiyosa shechayonu, you say shechayonu. And the Rambam elaborates in one of his tshuvas, this is in the Blau edition, Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, okay? So he says, basically, if you look, maybe four lines down from the second paragraph where the tshuva is, right? You have the shaila, but when you say shechanu, the hamitzus nechlokos bezel shlosha chalokim. The mitzvahs can divide into three categories. Harishon v'hem shekol mitzvah saseh, bein shel Torah, bein shel b'divrayim. Right, even midrabbanan like near Chanukah, right? Shemechayeves mizman lazman. Kegon sukkah v'shofar v'lulav v'ner chanukah mikra megillah yivarech alein shechianu b'zeh yaduah mefursam etzel kolechad. Everybody knows that. Two, v'chelek hasheni kol mitzvah she kinyan ha'adam urechishas davar, where you acquire something like a new pair of tzitzis, kegon tzitzis tefillin umezuzu makeh gam alei v'erech tchilas hasiyasun shechianu, because lo tihi zeh zu. And this Dr. Shechnel, maybe when they bought the talis for the chasana, you know, that you mentioned before, okay, lo tihi zu p'chusam ikona kelim chadosh mo'bonar bayis chodosh, that should be no worse than getting any other new, you buy a new car, you buy a new suit. So this is nothing. The varaya is then, he brings a raya, okay, about tzitzis and tefillin. And the third, let's find the third. He says, "V'chelak hashlishi kol mitzvah she'ena tadir ve'ena adam masmi bas yosem b'chol eis mishum she'afal pi she'ena mivcheres bizman, even though it's not fixed by a fixed time, doma he hoil ve'ein chiyuv mitamid. It's similar, or but masmi. It's not a regular obligation. It's similar l'mitzvah shemizman lazman l'chein mevorchen aleh shechianu." And he says, refers to Gemara, which we'll see in a moment. He said that's where pidyon haben comes in, and that's where mila comes in, according to him. And we'll see something else that he refers to in the next source, okay, and that is the Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Zayin and Beis, 28, at least according to some versions. The Sanya, Haya Omeid Umakriv Menachos B'Yerushalayim, Omer Baruch Shechiyano V'Kimono V'Gan L'Azmeh, Brachas, Lamed Zayin and Beis. A person is bringing a carbon, it mentions here Menachos, it doesn't have to be Menachos, whatever the carbon is, you say Shechiyano. What are we talking about? So Rashi, there in Brachas, Lamed Zayin and Beis, says, Haya Yisrael Omed, a Jew, was coming to bring a carbon. Umakriv Menachos. What does it mean? V'nasal HaKohen, Lakriv. It means he gave the item to the Kohen to do the Hakrava. Okay, you say Shechiano, the Jew says Shechiano, Omer Baruch Shechiano, Imlo Hevi Menachos Zeh Yomim Rabin. If a long time has gone by since he brought this carbon. So that's what the Rambam refers to. You see from this Gemara that something doesn't happen in a long time, and now you do it, you say Shechiano, even though it wasn't fixed by a particular time. Okay, now Tosus, huh? The Rambam gave that example.
It's only because not a bias.
Okay. But it's a mocker.
It's only done once in a while.
I understand, but it's a mocker. Okay. But Tosus there says a little different. It's going to be relevant to us. Because again, we still haven't figured out why there's no bracha of Shechiano by a wedding. Because so far, it seems that we should be able to fit in Eris and Nisu into one of these. It's Simcha, it's a mitzvah, it doesn't come up that often. I mean, you know, some of the rules, there's Hana, there's pleasure. So, you know, it's a little bit, you know, all the Makaras that we've seen so far would seem to point in the direction that we should say Shechianu as part of the brachas at a wedding. So far.
Brought off the don'ts, we've only talked about the do's.
Right, that's true. Okay, good. Okay, so let's see. What? Right, yeah. I don't know, it would be hard to pronounce it, right? All right, I don't know, it would be like Shmon Esser, we could keep the old name. All right, exactly. Anyway, so Tosas there in Brachas Lamed Zayin and Beis has a little bit of a different, he quoted Rashi, said it's talking about the Jew. But he said, V'docha garuhu, haya omeru makriv. Omeru makriv doesn't sound like it's a Jew, it sounds like it's a Kohen. So he says, makriv mashma Kohen a makriv. That's a posh up shot. So he says, it's talking about, nira, the Kohen a omeru hakar rishon b'mishmarto. This is his first carbon in his shift. Remember, because there are 24 shifts, Tosa says, and therefore you only have 2 weeks of the year, right? You're there. So it's been a long time since the Kohen was bad. Now when he comes back, he says, shechayonu. This same Gemara appears in Menachos Ayin Hayamid Beis. You look in 31. Same Gemara, same Brisa. The Sanya Haya Omeru Makriv Menachos Bishlaim Omer Baruch Shechar V'Kimonu. Okay, there Rashi in Menachos says a little differently altogether. Ayin Hayamid Beis. Now the Rashi in Menachos, the regular Rashi on the top in Menachos is assumed not to be Rashi. So most of the standard edition of Menachos print on the bottom of the page Rashi Ksav Yad. There are different manuscript questions. It was certainly from the Rishonim, obviously, the question of it's Rashi or not. We have that in a few Masechtos. But anyway, in what's standardly printed, if there's such a word, standardly, Rashi says in 32, Menachos Ayin Hayim Abayz, Hayom Adamak Menachos Bishlaim, Kagon, Shalo Hikriv Kohen Ze Adayin Mincha Miyomov. He never did this before. He was a rookie Kohen. Okay, his first job, and now he says, "Oh, shehik, oh, it's a totally different thing. Oh, yeah, could be. Oh, shehik, mincha chadosha. If you're on minchas omer, or it's a first offering from the new grain, like the minchas omer, you say shechino. That's in the regular Rashi. In the Ksav Yad Rashi 33, kohen shalai mincha b'shana zu. That's more like what he said in brachas. He hadn't done it yet this year, but then lishna achrina, it's a Yisrael shalohei mincham of the Jew who hasn't brought it in his life. So again, Tosas there Menachos Ayin Hayim Beis, you know, discusses back and forth. Okay, we're talking with the Jew, we're talking with the Kohen. Anyway, be that as it may, we now have an interesting possibility. Okay, and that is whether it's the Jew or the Kohen, if you've never done this mitzvah before. That's the new piece of information. Yes, somebody's never done this mitzvah. This is your first time doing the mitzvah. But again, you know, certainly if it's your first marriage, or her first marriage, whatever, that should warrant the Shechiyanu. So both the Tosas HaRosh in Brachos Alam Zayin Beis and the Rashbo, the Chiddush Rashbo, there in Brachos Alam Zayin Beis, in both of them, except the other version that it's not talking about you never did it before in your life, okay? And the Tosas there in Menachos says it's talking about a new carbon, and that's certainly how the Rambam learns. The Rambam in Hilchos Tmidu Musafin, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Ches, source 37, the Rambam says, V'chol ha-makriv mincha min ha-chodosh t'chilam v'erech shechana, means the first mincha offering from the new grain. So it's got nothing to do with it. It's your first time, or the Jew's first time, or your mishmar. Anyway, a whole discussion exactly what that Bryce and what that Gemara means. However, we do have introduced this notion, at least according to some versions of Rashi and Ksav Yad Rashi, that if you're doing a mitzvah for the first time, you should say Shechiyonu. And indeed, if you look in 38, the Sefer HaRokeach, again, one of the Rishonim, Elazar Bal HaRokeach, in Ilchos Brachos and Simon Shin Ayin Aleph, he quotes, I'm not sure what it is, Rabbeinu Yud Beis Kuf, I'm not sure who that is, Mishpira from the city of Spires, Atzal, said, according to the HaRokeach, Kol mitzvah Shezmana Kavua. Oh, kol mitzvah shala adam lasos v'lo asa'a u'mischanech lechatchila. Any mitzvah which you've never done, this is the first time you're performing this mitzvah, tzarech levarech shechiyanu. So in his rules of shechiyanu, he mentions zman lezman, then he mentions al kol dover shel simcha, and so on. Good, he mentions some of the other rules that we saw, but the Rokeach, at least quoting this posek, said that in fact, if it's the first time you're performing the mitzvah, it warrants a shechiyanu, and he quotes that Gemara in Brachas and in Menachos about the Menachos Kibbutzos or Brachas, both those sources. Haya Omer Makri Menachos Yishayim and so on. The first time you're bringing the carbon, so he brings that as a raya to this position. Okay, so well, when you're mischanech, it means you inaugurate, like Chanukah Sabbath, it's the first time, right? You inaugurate your performance of this mitzvah. There is a literature also about a bar mitzvah boy putting on tefillin for the first time, and our practice, I think, is not to say Shechiyanu, okay? But you know, you can ask the same question.
Below bar mitzvah when he puts
right,
on.
Well, you've been putting on for a month already, right?
It's not to know.
What I did, you can do it with your own children, your grandchildren, whatever. I did with all my children who became bar bas mitzvah, so the night that they became, that night of their Yiddish birthday, so I had them put on the new suit, or in the girl's case, the new dress, the night of the bar bas mitzvah, I put it on for the first time, and they said the shechiyanu. I said, that should go on all the mitzvahs. And the boys are going to get the marv right away, you're going to do it. So I thought it was, and that's not my idea. I mean, I've seen
that's the
print.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, new suit, right? So I said, you make a shechiyanu. Okay. Anyway, But again, with this rokeach especially, so we still have to wonder again, so how come taka there's no bracha at a wedding? So, you know, we could end the shir by simply quoting what I have here in 39, the tshuva of the Maharik, Rabbi Yosef Kalom, one of the Rishonim, Simon Kuf Chavchaz. Someone was asking him about bitul, why by bidikas chometz, bitul chometz, we don't say shechianu. So he said, the kemosha rotzahu liyashev haminek shalol levarach shechana bitul chometz, yitzdara gamkein liyash haminek shalol levarach hakidusha isha on Yisrael. Why are you asking about, this too? In other words, the Maharik sounds, he doesn't have an answer. Maharik is one of the Gedolei Rishonim in terms of Psak. So he didn't have, he was bothered by this too. He doesn't really seem to have a good answer. Lechora, getting married would fit into at least one or several of the categories that we just presented. So this is, you know, the Maharik leaves it as a kasha. I don't understand. We have to figure out a teretz for the reason why the minig that there's a taki, we don't say Shechenu on either the Kiddushin or the Nisuin, not at all. Interesting, Maharik. So we'll try and figure out an answer. The truth is, in terms of the Achronim, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yoredeya Hilchas Shchita, Simen Chof Ches Sif Beis, Chayev Levarach Kodem Shiachase, okay, you're supposed to make a bracha on Kisya Adam. You know, when you shecht a chicken, a bird, and you shecht certain types of animals, not typically shecht, let's say the typical shecht of the cows or goats that we shecht today, so they're behemoths. But if you shecht a chaya, or you shecht an oaf, okay, so then you have to do a mitzvah called Kisya Adam. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Yerdei Simen Chof Chesiv Beis, Chayev Levar Chodem Shiachase, Asher Kedishon Vitzvon Al Kisya Adam Be'ofer. And the Ramo adds, Misha Shochat Pama Rishon, if this is the first time you're shechting, Bevarach Shechayano Al Kisui. It's the first time you're doing Kisya Adam, you should take and make a Shechayano Al Kisya Adam, Avalo Al Ashkita, not on Ashkita. Interestingly, why? The Mazik Liberia, because you're very happy, but the chicken's not that happy. Okay, since you're hurting. In fact, that's one of the reasons that they quote by the Minig Ashkenaz is not to make a brocha of Shechiano by the Bris Mila, is we're all happy. We're eating bagels. There's one person not that happy at the moment, and that's the baby, right? So he's in a certain amount of pain. He's not eating bagels, and maybe he's nursing, but he's still not that thrilled. He's in a certain amount of pain. So whenever that's called Tsara Dinuka, right? The baby has a certain amount of pain, so we mitigate a little bit, we minimize a little bit the simcha. We don't say Shechiano, those who don't. The Gaon didn't like that answer, therefore he says that we do, but Lamaisa, that's the Minig Ashkenaz in most places. Anyhow, so the on that, so but on the Kisya Adam, oh, so he quotes here, Shem Rabbi Yedidya Mishapir, so that's who the Rokech was quoting. Okay. Anyway, the Shach there in Sivkotten Hay, the Shach in Sivkotten Hay discusses this, and he kind of disagrees a little bit with this. He tries to suggest as to why we don't say Shechiano on, he says it has to be mitzvah simcha. He's not so sure there's so much simcha by Kisya Adam. But then he quotes this Rokeach in the last paragraph, and he said he says that's the mukor for making a Shechiano on the first time you do a mitzvah. Okay, and he says maybe in the third paragraph, the Efshar al zeh somchu levarach b'kisui. Okay. Maybe it's like a kisa adam, but tzarchin l'vizah. My lavarchim mitzitz the tefillin. Ushar mitzvah shemischanchem behutake. Okay, good. So how come by tzitz and tefillin you don't in the first time you put it on? So he said one second. So he says v'chein avarchim shekam kiddush eish on Yisrael. He said, and we don't make it on Kiddush neither. So he Petherish says, as a raya against this idea that there are more quotes that you should say, like the Rokeach says, on a mitzvah you do for the first time, he says, hey, Shechanu by Kisa Adam. What do you mean? We don't do it by other mitzvahs, including Kiddush Nisun. Yeah. That's a shachtan.
There's another reason besides the mitzvah. There's also the fact that he has a pair of
tefillin. Right, that's a new suit. Yeah, in a chanami.
But somebody said because you
put it on before, a month before.
Something with leather that you destroyed an animal, you hurt an animal or
something? Could be about the late to that. Okay. Anyway, but a regular pair of shoes. Oh, shoes, you don't say. Okay. Right, I don't know why, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, but anyway, so that's what the shach sort of is not thrilled with this, the Ramoah bringing la halacha, this din by Kisya Adam, because we don't do about other things either, okay, unless it's man kavua. And he says many learn that sugya differently than the Rokeach did, which, as we saw before, the Ra and the Rashba, the Tosos, all learn that that's not talking about doing a mitzvah for the first time. But others do justify the position of the Ramor, I don't have it on the sheets, but the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, the Sefer on Yerodeh, called Peres Ginoso, one of the people called Pritoar. So the Pritoar there in Sivkotten Dalid has somewhat of a justification for the position of the Ramoah, that it's different. And okay, the Chassam Sofer has an interesting approach here. I have on the sheet. Okay, the Tshuva is Chassam Sofer Chelak Aleph. It's Orach Chaim Simon Nun Hey. Again, it's interesting. They're talking about the wedding per se. Okay, he says that ultimately the decision to get married, and it may relate a little bit to what Nachum said before, but the decision to get married, that's up to the person. It's not imposed. Everything else, you know, happens. You know, I'm not sure if he does speak about buying new clothes, but still, in terms of the mitzvahs, anyway, all the other mitzvahs, you know, Yantif and Ner Chanukah and all these things, so that's sort of imposed on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says, Avodover, second line, Avodover HaToloi B'Bechiras B'Chefetz HaAdam. And then he talks about what about Arboim Yom Kodem Mitzvos Avlad? Okay, that's Ein Lano Esek Ben Nistaros, and he quotes the Arizal. You know, it's a different story, but you know that the Kodesh Baruch Hu sets up the Shidduch, so to speak, 40 days before the, you know, the Vlad is created. He said Ein Lano Esek Ben Nistaros. That's mystical stuff, not ours. But he says that's why we don't say a brach of Shechiyonu on you know, on a wedding, because that's not, again, it's not. You know, it's nothing imposed on us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he mentioned, right, the mitzvah to get married, but in this particular zivug, that's up to the person. I think it's a very, some sofers quote him Koma Munach, you know, but I think it's a little bit of a difficult explanation, but that's the approach that he, you know, that he presents. The and then the second paragraph, then again, the integration, that tshuva, he says also that, he quotes this pritar, okay. He says, "Nearly achro sefer pritoar." That's why it's on the sheet. But you have nechsam sofer. He says, "So it's a komish mischanach tilachim mitzivarch lo kamo shagaz okech shal kol mitzum mivarch bichinucha." He says the pritoar says that which the Gemara means. Okay, that's the Orachaim Hakadosh on Yeridaya. He is called pritoar. Two perushim. One called pricharish. One called not the regular pricharish, but one called pricharish. One called pritoar. Together, pritoar. They're called the perus ginosar.
So the pritoar. Also, has one on a pricharish.
I don't know. Right. So to be yotzei shita, you can take a pricharish. Yeah. But anyway, so he says shakol mischanach tril. It doesn't mean the first time you do a mitzvah. Lo kemo shakasro kech shal kol mitzvah baruch bichinucha. Ela hanichnas lechiyav mitzvahs. It's not talking about the first time you do a mitzvah happens to fall on him. When you enter into the obligation to do mitzvahs, Al Kain, Yivarach, Kol Bar Mitzvah, Betchilas, Hanachas Tfilin. Al Kol Mitzvah, She'osid Lasos, Kol Yomav. Afal Gav, She'osin, Shekvul, Amizman, Yivarach, Kol, Behagos, Anyway, that's how he learns the sugya. The Pritar said the Shechayanu is that I arrived at this point that I'm not obligated to mitzvahs. Okay? And not that the first time you do a mitzvah, it's living to the time that you become obligated to mitzvahs. And he says that's why the end of the Chassam Sofer, the minig was that some of the women, when they went to for first tvila before they get married, they go to the mikveh, they said a Shechayanu. Because now they become obligated in the three mitzvahs that the women, you know, nida chal and lokas aner. So the first thing of the three that they do is nida tefillah. So okay, but he said the minig was to make shechiyano, because now you enter into that. Not that you're doing this mitzvah for the first time. The shechiyano is on you now becoming a bar chiyuva, so to speak, in this mitzvah. But according to that lechora, so you should do it at the wedding. I mean, but okay, that's the Chassam Sofer. I also don't have on the sheets on the side of the page there in the Shulchan Aruch Yerideyas in Chof Ches. You have the Hagos of the Mahar Shah. Now that Mahar Shah is not the same Mahar Shah that we have in the back of the Gemara. The Mahar Shah on the side of the page in Shulchan Aruch is of Shlomo Eger, the son of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Gilion Mahar Shah. Rabbeinu Shlomo Eger. The other Mahar Shah in the back of the Gemara on the Gemara and on Tosis is of Shmuel Elazar Idols. Okay, the Mahar Shah earlier. This Mahar Shah in the Shulchan Aruch is so they don't have it in the computer, but you look it up there in Simon Chof Ches on the side of the page there in Yerideya. He says it's because what Rosita just said before, getting married is only a Hechsher mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to get married. The mitzvah is to have children. The mitzvah is to prove a room. It's appropriate.
Married. I mean, going to the mikvah.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Even, certainly, right. But he says even the marriage itself is only a Hechsher mitzvah. We don't make a Shechiyonu on a Hechsher mitzvah, which I thought works, except not according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam, if you take a look, I printed it here, we'll just look at it quickly, in 43. Right, that's true too. It's only Hechsher mitzvah too. But the Rambam says, mitzvah reishu gimel, the Marashah quotes this, but he says the Rambam only means it's a Hechsher mitzvah. That's not the Pesach of the Rambam. Say, for mitzvah, the Rambam mitzvah says, say, reishu gimel, shehit suvon aliyo bekidushin. Realize that that's counted, he counts Puravu separately. It's appropriating a separate mitzvah. He counts Kiddushin, right? He said that's the mitzvah of Kiddushin. If you look at the end there, he says, Hakvaris Barsha mitzvah Kiddushin Daraisa. And in his introduction to Hilchos Ishus, what they call the Koseres in 44, Hilchos Ishus, Yesh Bichlalan Arba mitzvahs, Shtei mitzvah say, Shtei mitzvah lo says, Vizel Proton Aleph, Liso Isha, Biksuvi Kiddushin. He counts it as a mitzvah. And in Hilchos Ishus, Parak Aleph Alachabez, he writes, Likuchin Elo, it's also connected to this week's said, right? Kicha, Kicha, Mistayer, from Likuchin Elo, Mitzvah Sasei Shal Tarehim. So it's a little severe, it seems to me, to say that it's a, No, that's only Heksher Mitzvah. But that's what Shlomo Eger says. What's that?
Rush says that.
Rush says
Heksher Mitzvah.
I know, and a Chamami. Right, but I said, no, but the problem.
Heksher Mitzvah can't be, for sure, can it? We can't all agree that that's the reason, because Shechita is a Heksher and there's a problem.
So that's a shtickle Torah for another time, why Shechita is a problem. And a Chamami. Shechita is not a Heksher Mitzvah, a little different. Shechita is a mitzvah if you want to eat meat. It's not the same. It's not a heksher for another. It's not a prelude to another mitzvah. Okay, shechita is a. So that's a different question. Why we say brach on a shechita when it's only a
sukkah heksher mitzvah?
Building a sukkah is heksher mitzvah, right?
So why is shechita different? Unless we had some.
Because you don't have to eat. Let's say I don't want to eat meat. I don't have to
say you don't eat the sukkah.
No, but you have to eat the sukkah
first night.
Yeah. Anyway, for another time, we discussed another. Okay, anyhow. So just looking at a couple of other sources, despite the fact that the shach in your Yoredeya disagreed with the Ramah. It was a little surprised that Ramah brought this for Keach, because it's not the Pashup Shat. The Taz in Hilchas Tzitzis in Simon Chav Beis agrees. If you look in 46, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph of Simon Chav Beis, Kona Talas also a Tzitzim Aruch Shechiyano, the low garment came in Chadoshim. John, you said that, right? It's no worse than any other new garments, okay? The Taz there says, in Sif Katan Aleph, he quotes, the very first time you put it on, you say, or you get it, you say, Shechino, just like the Ramah says by Kisi Adam. So the Taz, although there in Yoredeya, surprisingly doesn't talk much about it, but here in Aruch Chaim, the Taz in Simcha Beis does justify that quotation from the Ramah based on the Rokeach. So again, all of this would seem to be indicative of the fact that we should make a bracha by a wedding also. That's what everything seems to point to. Again, the Prima Gadim on that Taz, Mishpat Ozov, Simcha Beis, and Katan Aleph, quotes the Taz, but he says, no, maybe Shechino is only said when there's some kind of a Simcha, and Simcha's Halev, and the new garments, you know, it's a mitzvah, he's like, listen to what he says, I mean, take it or leave it, but he says, end of the first part, U mitzvahs, afal pisha, in gzeres melech, ve'en lo simcha kolkach, kol shi mizman lezman, rach shah shatiyah Hashem, shahechya Hashem, also lezman zeh, you're happy to be alive. It may not give you so much simcha, but it's a gzeres melech, you're happy to be alive. I always find Shechiyano. I know, but that's what that goes back to that. Who said with Ram Shik earlier? They happen to live. This gives you additional chias. I personally find always Shechiyano to be a moving mitzvah. When I say Shechiyano, the Seder and other times, you know, I feel very emotional. No, I know I do it.
But
anyway,
she
says, huh? Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway. So that's the Mishnah of Zav, and he says that although the Taz says he liked the Ramo, he points out that the Shach disagrees and leaves the Tzarach Yen. Well, just for the sake of full disclosure, based on all the above, guess what? The Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in Source 49, that's the Moruk Tzia, that's his commentary on the tour, in Simon Reish Chav Gimel, says, guess what? Okay, guess what? We taka do say Shechiyano at a wedding. Okay? You know, he's not afraid to go out on a limb. He says, oh, nearly, being this is Shafilo al Kishur Hashidduch HaHagun and Ein Tzarach Lomar, it's in Royal of Aruch Shechiyano. I mean, when there's a Shidduch, when they make a Shidduch, everybody's happy, I guess. He says, I don't know, he says Royal of Aruch Shechiyano. He says, the Logar Mishar Shmuel is Tovos Merachah. You hear good news, you make a Shechiyano. And he says, V'yeshli Gam Smach Batorah from our Parsha. Me'eliezer Eved Avram, Shenoson Hodov V'rochel Hashem Afilu Rak Al Izdamnus Rivka Buvad. What does it say there? Right? Vayishtachu Hashem. When Rivka came and he asked, what, you know, where are you from? I'm from Mesul's family and so on. The Pasuk says, right? Vayishas Chav Dal Chav Zion. He says, Afa, even though he didn't have any guarantee, he was so excited. He already thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So certainly we said, I think so. Avarechas Hashem, yeah. So he says this point. So again, he mentions it's an epistle. You can read it inside. He says it's no worse than anything else, and it's, and he says especially here, you know, the marriage. He says the first mitzvah in the Torah in a certain sense. Okay, anyway, so he says and his great simcha kimsos chosan al kala. You know, the pasuk says there in Navi. So anyway, he seems to think it should say a bracha, and the Pesachei Tshuva actually quotes it. Although interestingly, the Chidah quotes it as well. The Chidah and the Machzik Bracha in Sikkot and Hay and that same simcha Reish Kol Gimel. The Chidah brings it and he says, well, I agree with the Moruk Tzia, but nobody, you know, we don't do it, so you should do it without a bracha. Without Shem Hashem, I mean. Without the Shem Malchus. Just say, Baruch Shechiyonu. And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that. Neben Ezer, Simen Samach Gimel, Siv Kotten Dalad, B'Sefer Machzik Baruch Hagon Chidah, Yehevi B'Shem Sefer Morak Tzir, Al Ishem Hagunai V'Chaviva Lo Yivaruch Shechiyonu. But not with Shem Malchus. Anyway, at least you have some sort of a mucker that there's those. They do say it on what do you call it, on a marriage. The Tuor Shor, and that's Simon and Yoridei, and Simon Chavches, says what Nachum said before. You know why we don't say Shechem? He says, because what if at the last minute the girl says no? You're going to be under being a bracha of Atala. For that reason, the Rishonim will say, like the bracha, like the Birch Mitzvah itself. The Ravid Tainas, you have time to look back. Yeah, that's, but you don't know if he's going to accept it and so on. They'll get offended. You only gave him $5. What do you mean? He has a letter from Teaneck.
So
he should get $25.
Be like Nashav, right?
So the Ravid, just so we should be aware, if you want to look back, in Hilchos Ishus, back in Source 9. The Ravid says, the Rambam Paskin, you say the Birchas Erisin before giving the ring. But the Ravid says, Amar Rom ain't on a woman can, the first page, Source 9. We make it Mekadesh Racharkach Mavarch. Vatam, Miknesh Adobur, Tolid, Bidas Acherim. Shem Timshecha, Timoshecha, Isha, Lo Sirtel, Kabbalah, Bochel, Vatala. Okay, and so anyway, Lemaisa, that's not sure. The Birchas Hamitzah, Birchas Erez, yeah. Anyway, but that's a tour shore. There's a very, but again, we're still stuck, and I'd like Dan Abu to finish up. Okay, we're still stuck a little bit with, it seems a little bit schwer. So I have to go back to the Maharik, again, one of the Rishonim, who said we need to find a good reason. So I'd just like to make a suggestion based a little bit on something I saw in the Sefer Gilyone Hashas, not Gilyon Hashas, but the Gilyone Hashas. Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel is one of the great, Gedolim of the late 1800s, early 1900s. I mentioned the Shal Shudas today. The Yosef Engel, the Shivas, they say over, what's the difference between Reb Chaim Brisker and Yosef Engel? The answer is 15 terutzim. Because Yosef Engel would ask a kasha and he had 15 different answers, including the one Reb Chaim said. Reb Chaim, again, for the Briskers, that's a chisaron. They can't have 15 correct answers, only one true answer, right? So, but anyway, he was a great, a tremendous Bekias. Anyways, he has a number of different swarms. The one is his Gilyon HaShas, or his notes. So he has on that Gemara and Ksubas, he quotes in the Tshuvas Halachas Ketanas, which I printed here, early Achron. Shail Tshuvas Halachas Ketanas Chelek Aleph Simon Zayin. Listen to this one. Nimtza Bekisa Hariboton Zal Shanosa Isha Yachalom HaShechiyanu. They asked, should it say Shechiyanu? Kishasholu Es Pi Harav Or Shraga Zal Omar Hayla Lisholim Yomer Dayan Emes. What an answer. He says, should you say Shechiyanu? What do you mean? You should say Baruch Dayan Emes. Someone said before, you don't know what you're getting into. I'm just printing what it says. So I didn't make this up. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's that? It sounds like a Purim Torah, yes. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Gilyon HaShas, I'll read to you now, there in Ksuba Stav Zayin, that Suga we spoke about earlier. So he says, he quotes this Halacha Tanas, he says, you should say that, V'chi heikid lehevin dvar of derech b'dikus olavad. So it's not to assume that maybe this answer was just a joke, which maybe it was, okay, but maybe it means like this. Tzor chomer kavanoso, the kevin the zocha ezer lo zocha kenegdo. Okay, marriage is a serious business, and what he hints at is you don't know how it's going to turn out, right? The woman is Ezer Kenegdo. I should have put in the paper. Rashi quotes Zocha Ezer, Lo Zocha Kenegdo, right? I mean, it could be a very big problem. Who can say at that moment? Okay, so you don't say Shechiyanu because there's a certain suffix, so to speak. Okay, now so hold that thought because I think it goes a little step further than that, and that is that the simcha of a marriage, and we'll talk in a positive sense now, that the simcha of a marriage is something which is ongoing. It's not over at the time of the wedding. On the contrary, it's only beginning. It's like what they call in the schools, the graduation is called commencement exercises. What do you mean commencement? That's what it's ended. Commencement, it's the beginning of the rest of your life, right? So marriage is it's only the beginning. You don't say Shechem now because you're not there. It's just arriving. And the Aruch HaShulchan, if we take a look in 52, the Aruch HaShulchan says, in Simon Reish Chav Gimel, that's that same Simon where Yaakov Emden talks about, and Siv Dal, it's the Simon about Shechiyanu. So he quotes Bona Bayis Chodesh, all these different things, okay, and different occasions where you say Shechiyanu, and some of the rules that we mention, but he says, four lines in the bottom, Avol Be'isha Yesh Tmiya, Take, Lama Loi Varchu Shechiyanu, our question, Shari Simcha Gedolahi, and in fact, I'll bring you right, he says, Shem Varchin Shah Simcha Bimono, in the benching, right? We say Shah Simcha Bimono, Be'esh Lomar, he talks about Erisin. Mishum Dushas Erisin Eino Adayin Simcha Shleima. At the time of the Erisin, well, it's just the beginning. The Eif Shalavarch Oz Shechiyanu. Or Vishas Nisuim She Nigmar Simcha Eif Shalavarch Nisha Etzem Adavar Kvar Nigmar. That's schwer. He can't do it before. He can't do it after. So, I think if you take his Yisod and say that it's not the Nisuim is not the end either. Just like he says the Erisin is not the end, the Nisuim is not the end either. It's projecting forward, right? And for example, that's the famous Gemara in Yevamos. There are two psukim There are two psukim. What is in Mishlei Perak Yud Ches Pasuk Kaf Beis 53? Motza Isha Motzav Tov. Motza Tov. That's usually printed in the Tanoim. You know, that's the pasuk that when they read the Tanoim, those read the Tanoim. So it has that in the beginning. Motza Isha Motza Tov. Yofak Rotzon Mehashem. So you find a woman, you found something good. On the other hand, there's a pasuk in Koheles Perak Zayin Pasuk Kaf Vav, and Yosef Engel referred to this. Umotza Ani Mar Mimaves Isha. I find, you know, more bitter than death itself. As a woman. So the Gemara in Yevamah, Samach Gimel Beis 55 says, B'marava, in the West. When the Gemara says B'marava, it means in Eretz Yisrael, right? Because the Gemara is written in Bavel. So when they spoke about the West Coast, they're talking about Eretz Yisrael, right? Out in the West, the Wild West. Okay, so in the West, in Eretz, maybe not wild, but in the West Coast, in Eretz Yisrael, Ki Nosiv Inish Itzo, a man got married, Amrei Lahachi, they would say to him, Motza or Motza? Which one do you? After a couple of weeks, they would ask him, so which one is it in your case? Motza or Motza? Motza, they see Motza Isha Motza Tov. Or Motza, they see Motza Ani Marmi Motza Isha. They would ask the Chosin, no, Motza or Motza, right? Which one did you get? Huh? Right. So he says, the Gemara goes on, a little few lines later, Amarava, Bore Kamatova Isha Tova, Kamara Isha Ra. Right, Kamatova Isha Tova, the Chesiv Motza Isha Motza Tov. Right, that she do many good things. On the other hand, you know, bad woman. So we get the idea that maybe the simcha, it's a great simcha. There's no doubt. But even assuming everything is great, it's supposed to get better. You know, it's supposed to. It's just the beginning. You know, that's Rav Shmuel Hirsch says on the pasuk in this morning's laning, and not everyone agrees. But he says that when Yitzhak married Rivka, what's it says? It said he married her and then loved her. The love increased. Not the love and then goes downhill from there after you get married. Now, faket. He married her and then he loved her. And that's why the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Pei Beis. Mitzvah Shisamach Chosan HaMishto, Shisamach Chosan HaMishto, Shana Rishona. The whole din of Shana Rishona, right? That the Chosan and Kalav. When you got married, I'm listening to Dafka, a younger person. Do you have that minig that you ate challah and honey the whole year? You ever hear that?
We actually got married 2 weeks ago.
Oh, mazel tov. So you didn't call it honey.
So I bought my first jar of honey.
There you said to me, it's become, I didn't know, I never heard of this minute. Okay? I never heard of this minute till my first daughter got married. The first marriage with me. And the whole year, they came once to us, whatever, for finite. And she said, honey, what was it, Rosh Hashanah? So the minig, they heard this minig, and all my children heard it. That the first year, the Shana Rishona, they make hamotzi, they eat honey, they eat challah like we do on Rosh Hashanah night, or I do it through Simcha Torah, whatever. Right. Exactly. So it should be a sweet life. So that, right, you heard that minig, right? So it's mikubal in the
Bnei
Yeshiva
now. Us,
oh, see that? See that? So it's become a very popular minig among the yeshiva and so on. And all my children did. I'd never previously heard of it. So anyway, but that's the Sefer HaChinuch says without the honey. But he said the first year, okay, is you have the mitzvah of simcha, the samach is ishto and so on. She'nitztavina she'smacha chosim ishto shona achas, right? And don't travel away. And don't be apart. And he said, "Mishor Shem Mitzah Ki Akel Baruch Hu Olam Achshav Telefon of Livros Olam The Cheftzo She Is Yashin Bevrios Tovos Olam Mizochon Akeva She Is Davgu Behechsher." Ki, you know, that people should live together, husband and wife, and not be attracted to other men, other women, and so on. That's not the night of the wedding. That's projecting forward for a year. And with that, we can understand. So I'm just suggesting that maybe. No, I'm just using his idea to say that we don't say Shechel because. The simcha is just starting, so to speak. The night of the wedding, hopefully, the simcha is just beginning.
Like a suit, you know, maybe a suit will be uncomfortable.
Right, that's true. Okay. But I don't know. Okay, you're right. But anyway, that's the suggestion. I just ended with, because we have Rishonim already, who discuss, you know, we know that the bracha, there's two brachas at the end of the Sheva brachas, right? And we can look back, and we printed all the Sheva brachas from the Lashon of the Rambam, in source number 10, but the last two of the Sheva Brachas, one ends Misameach Choson V'Chala, the other is Misameach Choson Im HaKala, right? Those are the last two of the Sheva Brachas. So the Bala Iter in 57, Shar Beis, Birchas Chasanam Beid Samach Dalad Tur Dalad, Anan Hashto Min Haga Lemechtam Kamaisa Misameach Choson V'Chala Basraisa Misameach Choson Im HaKala Levish Brocha Al Shtei Yetziris B'Simchos Adam V'Chava V'Acharea Tfila Al Azug L'Sameach Zem Zem B'Atzlocha. One is on the marriage per se, Adam and Chava, right? Simcha, Sameach Choson V'Chala, right now. as I understand it. The other is simply Mitzvah Chasan Ima Kala, projecting forward. And in the Orchas Chaim, it says even more specifically, Hilchos Kiddushin, Simon Chof, out of the last source, okay, Umasha Anu Chosman Tchila Mitzvah Chasan Vikala, Ulusol Mitzvah Chasan Ima Kala, Lubisha Betchila, Mispala Bara Chosman Kala, Shi Samchem Hashem, Kol Yemen, Gat Slichim, Beosher, and a Chosman Chavod, okay, so that's a Chosman and Kala together, but it's a little different, but a similar approach was up. But the other thing is the Simcha, kind of the inner Simcha, the Bria of Chosin and Kala. At the very end, it says, "Birchas Asher Bara Chosma V'Samei Chosin Makala Shem Mivarchan Hashem Asher Bara Simchas Chosin Kala Yedeh Chasun Osom Ulefichach Roy Lachtam Babaloshen Im Baloshen Im Sheretzon Olam Ashe Samchem Ayedeh Chasun Osom Simchas Ishu Ishlo B'Davak V'Hu Me'in and Shar Kala Baruch. So again, the two Lashonos, all different angles with the Sefer Yitro and the Orchas Chaim, but it seems to me that it's talking about projecting to the future. Even at the Shevet Baruch, we hint to the fact that Simcha is not complete. So, in answer to our original question, why is there no Shekhinah at a wedding? It's a good kasha, which the Maharik leaves as a kasha, but perhaps that's an approach that the Simcha is incomplete at the time of the wedding, and the hope is, other rabbits, you don't want to say a Shekhinah because it's not done yet. The whole life should be a life of Simcha. Maybe that's why I don't say Shekhinah. Agudavach.